This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. By the way, there was some news during that call. You want it?
Yeah.
Yankee news.
Okay. Obviously not favorable.
Is the
wry smile.
No, it's not true.
Oh, okay. Do I want to take
a guess? What do you think I'm beating? I'm trying to think.
I don't know. Let me see. What do I want to take a guess?
Did you see it, Hoff?
Yes.
Okay.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, is it interesting or is it just a little teeny tiny spring sidebar?
I think it's
6-ish, 7?
Yeah. I go 6.
All right, you don't hit me with it. I have no idea.
Oh, wait. Let me just give one more hint.
Yeah.
You're going to be very excited about that.
I am.
Yes, you personally.
All right, so it's got to be about, is it something like with Mattingly?
No,
is it something roving? It's nothing to do with the roster, I don't think.
No.
Okay. Is it some sort of get? Am I doing more games? Did they announce that? And they didn't tell me?
Actually, they said you're not doing anything.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I wouldn't be excited because I love doing it, even though I probably wasn't good doing it.
The Yankees.
What the hell's going on?
The Yankees announced this morning.
Yes.
That they have signed.
Yeah, okay. Oh, God. Who?
Manager Aaron Boone.
There we go, Booney.
2-year contract extension.
That's why Booney was in a good mood. We were both texting with him last night.
Yeah,
he knew it was coming down.
You know what I texted him about?
What?
And say, Johnny Franco was in the studio. He went 10-13. You got the low score. Boone has some work to do. Now he's got a couple years to come try to beat us in the card game. But congrats to Aaron Boone. He signed on for a couple more years through 2027.
Yeah, real fast, before we get back to the calls, we'll have some time to get a few of these. But, you know, you raised the point, not that you went overboard with it, and I think it's a fair point. Bothers me less, but I hear you. Only a 2-year extension.
Right.
All right, so I just did a little dig, and I want to make sure I had this lined up. So when Joe Torre signed an extension in 04,
right,
which put him
toward
through
the end.
Yeah, toward the end, obviously. But in 04, which put him through the 2007 season, it was a 3-year extension. Now think about
three-year
this.
3-year extension?
3-year extention. So he signed it in April of 04 for 05, 06, 07.
Right, okay.
Now, I mean, Joe won a championship in 96, 98, 99, 2000, lost the World Series on a broken bat, base hit in 01, almost won the World Series in 03, should have beat that Marlins team. Obviously, 02 got knocked out early in the postseason. Same with 97 when Alomar took Mo deep. But the point is, if anybody thinks that the extension's a little light for Boone, who's yet to win a World Series, and here's Joe Torre all those years ago, granted later in his Yankee tenure, only getting a 3-year extension, does that change your perspective?
No, because here's why I think it's light. And by the way, it doesn't mean that it's wrong. I think it's light because I don't think it's a full commitment to Boone being the long-term guy. Like, there are no issues about it. He's our manager. We want him the next 10. As long as he wants to do it, he's going to be the guy. Not that he would have that opportunity. You know, most managers wouldn't, right? You got to see how it plays out. But I don't think he's done anything to hurt his standing within the organization. And I feel like this extension is just buying time for another year or two. Because the third year really is, he could be fired before that third year happens.
Sure.
If things go south over the course of the next 2 years. The extra year would have shown me more of a commitment to Boone. That's why I was surprised with the 2-year extension. Even though it's 3 seasons, it really could be 2 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
right? Because I wouldn't say they move on before then, but it's really, you had this season anyway.
Uh-huh.
So then really it's just one more because he was going to get this season. Then you get two more on top of it. But if things go wrong, they could fire him with the 1 year left on his contract.
Well, they could fire him tomorrow but it's a 2 year deal. I mean, I know what you're saying, but like, it's a 2 year deal.
It's easier to fire a manager with 1 year left as opposed to two.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, that's common sense. I got you on that. I hear you.
So, and he was under contract this year anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the commitment to Boone is really this year and next year.
I got you now. Fairly conservative. Not exactly correct. Throwing bouquets at the doorstep saying you're going to be here forever.
Correct. That's
gotcha.
All.
Real fast, too, the one thing that I do need to see from Aaron Boone, and I'm on the record, I'm happy he's going to be the manager, good for him, I like him, and I trust him as a manager, more importantly. But he's got to now show, it's worked with some pitchers, but he's got to show that young position players under his watch can grow and flourish. Got to see more from Volpe. Got to see Dominguez get it. Got to see Austin Wells shine. Like, it's been a lot of veterans. It's been the DJs. It's been the Rizzos. It's been the Stantons. Like, he's got to be a manager where we can look at and say, okay, there's 3, 4, 5 examples where these young kids grow under your watch. And that hasn't happened yet under his watch.
Right. I mean, look, he's got to prove himself here still. I mean, I know they went to the World Series, but that was the first time they got to the World Series since been here in 2018. Been a long time. One more thing, BT, before we get back to the phones here. I didn't go over this with you.
Yes.
In the Post, they had an article that had Juan Soto responding to Judge. Did you see the comment?
I did not see this, but I'm very interested, obviously.
Okay.
What did
so
he say?
Judge the other day said...
I saw the Judge comments.
Right, earlier in the week about, so you know, why Soto believes the Mets are in better shape. Judd said he could say what he wants, though I definitely disagree with him.
And that he always wanted to be there. He thinks that's where he wanted to be anyway.
So
yep,
Soto's
yep.
response was that, what do you think he's going to say?
He's going to take the high road.
I'm saying this is his quote now.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you were asking.
No, this is Soto saying, what do you think he's going to say? If you ask the Marlins are going to tell you they have the best chance to win.
All right. I mean... benign. I thought you were asking me what I thought he should say or would say. It would have been.
I hope I'm not getting ball sacked with that one. By the way, I think that was in the New York Post. I'm pretty sure I saw that 3 different times, but you never know nowadays.
I mean, maybe I would have used a little bit of a different verbiage, but I think it's a fairly benign volley back. It's not inciting anything. It kind of puts an end to it. I mean, until they're on the same field together, then it gets ratcheted back up.
Yeah. Oh man, that's I'm just hoping that was legit here.
Did he get sacked?
No, I don't think so because I saw that in multiple spots and I made a note of it. But either way, because you feel like I think it was under one of those post. Per paywalls, which is why it wasn't a bigger deal.
You sure it's not the New York perch or whatever it is now?
Either way, it's not a big deal, but it does make sense saying, like, what do you think he's going to say?
Yeah, and by the way, you notice the more and more of those paywalls, the posts keep sliding more and more in every day? Notice this?
I get it.
It went from, like, one, now it's, like, pretty much a lot of the articles are paywalls now.
I know, I see it. Bob is in Vero Beach, Florida, talking about his Yanks. What's up, Bob?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey,
what's up?
I'm not impressed by this roster. I'm a Yankee fan since 58, and I don't like this roster at all. There's too many question marks, too many people playing out of position, but you already talked about that. Sal, I got one quick thing for you, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
You were talking way earlier about the airlines offering $30,000 to each. Now, that money is not taxable, okay? It's not considered income. It's considered an award with an A, award.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. So that would be, there you go. So if they offered $1 million, it would be tax-free. It's an award.
Yeah, the only thing is, if you get an attorney, he's going to take a third.
but he's going to get you more.
Yeah, well, right. No. I want that. They were offering, and thank you for the call, Bob. They were offering the $30,000, I think, lawyer, no strings attached, whatever.
Mm.
So I want a higher prize or award. Then I want to go hire the lawyer and potentially sue and whatever. That was the whole point of that.
Same course of action for me.
But I tend to agree with him, BT, and I hate to say it because it does sound like Met fan ripping Yankees, and I'm sensitive to that because I want to be unbiased here. And I'm telling you the truth. I know you know this, but I'm telling the listeners the truth that while I grew up a Met fan, my opinion on the Mets and Yankees has nothing to do with my fandom. I would criticize and rip the Mets if I feel the need to do that. With the Yankees, the more I look at their lineup, and I thought they needed one more piece in the offseason to really complete a solid offseason post Juan Soto. And they didn't get that piece, at least not yet. And now without Stanton, where you can, and we did this earlier, in case you missed it, check out on the Free Odyssey app, you can look at a lot of the question marks that they have. If Goldschmidt is good, one less question to worry about. If Dominguez and Volpe and Wells do what we all expect them to do, then they're going to be great. But those are some ifs in that Yankee lineup, as opposed to, like, you know what Judge is doing, you know what Jazz is doing, you pretty much know what Bellinger is going to give you.
Yeah.
There are more questions than knowns in that Yankee lineup.
I feel worse. I feel good about the Yankees. I like the pivot. Prefer Soto would stay, but I really do like the pivot. You know that. I would feel worse, and I would worry about the Yankees maybe more directly if the staff was weak, because that's not the kind of lineup that's going to win a lot of 8-7 games necessarily. But with the pitching staff, you know, being top two, top three in baseball, they got a lot of breathing room to make things happen.
Mitchell's in Fort Lee. Real quick, what's up, Mitchell?
Hey, Sal. Hey, BT. BT, listen. Mitch. Hey, BT, how are you? Listen,
good, buddy.
We're going to the Island game next. We're going to the Island game next Monday night. After the game, we're going to Candlelight. We have an extra ticket for you to come with us to the Island game, and then we're going to Candlelight. You got to join us, BT. Come on, you got
to
come.
Mitch, I love you. I met you. We went to Saturday Night's main event. I mean, great guy. That was a phenomenal night. We got the chairs too. That was sick. We're going to his first game at Soto in the Yankees. They were sitting in right field. You couldn't pay me to go to an Islanders game on a Friday night. Any night at this point. Like, I make the pilgrimage from Jersey really for you and for Mr. Ledecky, who's
Rangers,
a great guy.
Said Rangers. Rangers-Islanders.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. I figured no that, chance just to clarify. All right.
I got a playoff game Saturday. I got to coach the kids. I got a lot going on.
But thank you for the invite, though, Mitch. We appreciate it. All right. That does it for us. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hop. Thanks, everybody, listen and call. We appreciate each and every one
Booty.
Of you. Back again tomorrow, 10 a.m. to close out this week. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. We'll see you then.